everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond with another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today is May 2nd, and the topic is loving ourselves. The quote is from Buddha. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Here's what Linda has to say. No one is harder on ourselves than we are on ourselves. We see only our physical flaws when we look in the mirror. We remember only our mistakes when we look back on the day we've just spent. Sometimes we beat ourselves up even when we've done nothing wrong, and yet others like us. Some even love us. What do they see in us that we don't see in ourselves? It's good to be honest with ourselves, but we should also be kind. We can give more love and affection to others if we start with love and affection for ourselves. Wow, from a trauma-informed perspective, especially with somebody with lived experience on that healing journey, it's so true. We give so much to others, and then when it comes time to give what we give to others to ourselves, we fall short, maybe to the extent of self-neglect. Why is it so difficult to give ourselves praise and to give ourselves love? Now, also, I want to mention that there's a social conditioning of, I don't even want to say it's humility, because it's really not. It's to the extent, meaning to a point where people will, as you get older, when you're growing up as a kid and you get older, they will discount and downplay accomplishments that you've done. You know, even adults will say to a child, you know, don't think you're bigger than your britches. Don't get too big of britches, right? And I wonder, what is the balance of a healthy ego and a healthy self-confidence versus someone who's, you know, constantly degrading yourself for who you are. You know, we're more than our accomplishments. And what is the balance and the harmony of this? I would like to believe that, yes, I mean, my therapist has said many times over, she has said, nobody needs to kick your own ass because you do a fine job of it. You know, you do a fine job of kicking your own ass. And we need to pause and ask ourselves the question, do I treat myself just as well as I treat other people? And if not, what can I do to start treating myself just with the same love and kindness that I do for other people for myself? And yes, Linda says here, we sometimes beat ourselves up even when we've done nothing wrong. Do you find yourself like looking to find things to criticize yourself about, even when everything's okay? Now, I'm not talking about hypervigilance. Okay, I'm not talking about hypervigilance. What I am saying is that to pause and reflect and do some contemplation, to ask yourself some of these questions, where am I more gracious to others and not as gracious to myself? And how can I be just as kind to myself as I am to other people? And part of that solution is the identifying where we've been learned through our environment, as well as through how other people have treated us, especially our parents or people that were supposed to love and protect us, and foster that emotional, healthy connection. They were emotionally neglectful, and maybe even deliberately so. Maybe even deliberately so. But, and that doesn't mean, though, that we can't unlearn this stuff. I posted something on Twitter yesterday that's gotten over 1,500 views on it. And it was about being a cycle breaker. See, we have every opportunity in our life to make it different, to make it different for the people around us, to make it different for our children, our children's children, and more importantly, to make it different for ourselves. And part of this is loving ourselves. We can't give the same love and affection that we give to others. We can give that to ourselves. All right, so here's the affirmation of the day. I am a good person trying to do the best I can. I will remember this and be nice to myself as I try to be to others. I'd like to add in this, I will remember this and be as nice, as kind, and as loving to myself as I try to be with others. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. And as always, you know, I'm going to ask, make sure you hit that subscribe button to get the episodes early, as well as check our website out at PTSDandBeyond.org. See some of the programs. If you prefer, do some one-on-one stuff. Go check me out at drdeblind.com. And, you know, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.